You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Looking for a crunchy, salty, fresh snack? Look no further than a big old jar of pickles. Did you know that pickles offer many health benefits? From Cleveland Clinic, pickles are a great source of vitamins A and K, antioxidants, and even fiber, which many of us lack in our diets. However, the Cleveland Clinic also notes that pickles are not all created equally. Watch out for added extra sugar or sodium. If you want to add probiotics to support your gut, look for fermented pickles instead of traditional store-bought vinegar pickles. This message is brought to you from your pickle-obsessed DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride my motorcycle.
Thank you. Currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. Occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. And today is that show. And it is right now. It's currently 11:06 and 44 seconds. And we are starting the show. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. I hope you have been enjoying the music so far on this lovely UVM radio station. Not real quickly. It's cold. It's very, very cold outside. Everybody please bundle up. Put on all the layers imaginable. Your hats, your gloves, your socks, another pair of socks, your leg warmers, your arm sleeves, your normal sleeves, your hoodies, tank tops. Well, maybe not tank tops, but hoodies, tank tops. Oh, I just said tank tops again. Hoodies, t-shirts, all the other good business. Jacket. Hat and gloves, extra necessary. Some stuff for your ears, your earmuffs, or just a nice pair of headphones. Put on a second pair of gloves. Throw some hand warmers in those gloves. Throw some of those foot warmer things in your socks. Be sure to have one of those little things, then like a neck gaiter. Cover your neck, cover the bottom of your face. Those snow glasses to prevent snow blindness. All of that sort of business. Be sure to put all of that on. It is exceptionally cold today. I woke up and I got out to my car and it read 9 degrees Fahrenheit on there. I will check the current weather, update you on the exact temperature. It's currently 13, but it feels like -4 outside. It's incredibly cold. It's windy out, which is just the worst in this type of weather. So please be careful. Don't stay outside super long. And if you do, be sure to be exceptionally bundled. Like I was saying, I got out to my car this morning and I turned it on and, I turned on all the bells and whistles, you know, the defroster thing, heated seat, and then I had to go move my roommate's car, so I did that, and I was back a couple minutes later, and my windshield was still, like, fully frosted over, and my car was, like, 0 degrees inside. It was absolutely brutal. It's that time of year where you gotta start driving with gloves on, and hats, and just staying bundled up. It's like you can't even get warm in the car, so yeah. Be sure to be exceptionally careful. And for those of you that are driving, either right now or at some point in the day, be careful. Those roads are slippery. Yeah. If you have your winter tires on, that's great. That's great. Put on those winter tires. You know, I don't entirely understand winter tires. I'm going to be full honest with that. I have to Google now what winter tires do, because, you know, I drive a big car. I drive like a large four-wheel drive kind of truck sort of thing, and I don't change my tires for the winter. I don't know if that's something I should be doing. Should I get winter tires? Please feel free to write in on our website. There's a thing to chat into the DJ. Please, if I should get winter tires, let me know. Because I drive a big car, like I said. A car built for off-roading. And so I've always felt like, I'll be fine in kind of whatever sort of weather, you know? But I don't know if it really makes that big of a difference. What I'm reading online is that it makes a lot of sense. It provides better safety and performance. I don't know. I think right now I've got, like, all-weather tires on my car. You know, those, the, like, kind of all-purpose sort of joints. And I don't know at what point I should invest in winter tires. Granted, I don't know what I'm going to be doing, where I'm going to be living, like, next winter. So I probably won't do it now, because who knows? I could be in Florida, and then I should probably also get a different pair of tires, because I'll be driving through like mud, because half the state's going to be submerged. But that's what I have to say about that. Anyways, you know, another thing while I'm talking about cars is that my roommates, or one of my roommates, who is from Syracuse, has this thing for his... Okay, so you know the thing that you use to, like, scrape off the snow from your car? To, like, wipe off the snow? I have one of the kind of standard ones that's, like... It's like a stick, and on one end is, like, a brush, and on the other end is the scraper thing that kind of looks like a fish tail, you know? Kind of looks like that. Or the back fin of a fish. I don't know if they have tails. But, well, wasn't Fish Tales the name of that show? Hold on, dude. Oh, no. It was not. I'm completely making that up. I think the show I'm looking for is Go Fish. Nope. That's not that either. Oh, wait. No, it was definitely Fish Tales. Fish Tales show. Oh, Fish Hooks is what I'm... Okay. I just got totally distracted, but I'm thinking of Fish Hooks. Do you guys remember that show? They had those, like, three fish. That one of them was, like, tall and had, like, broccoli hair. And then one of them had, like, a mohawk, and then there was the one with red hair. You know what I'm talking about? I remember that show from when I was a kid. I don't think I liked it very much. I think it was just kind of like one of those shows that was on like Disney or Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, whatever channel it was on. And just because I was a kid, I would watch that. And I don't know if it was any good or not. I'd have to go back and rewatch it. But I don't see a lot of people representing Fish Hooks. You know, people kind of champion a lot of shows from their childhood. Like, there are people that are for real SpongeBob heads. People will be big into Adventure Time. Adventure Time is one of those shows. Regular Show. This is, like, specifically my age, I think. I don't think that these shows are as big amongst... Like, I don't know if these are... Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Somebody just chatted in about the scraper. I realized I was totally in the middle of that story. Okay, so... I explained what my scraper looks like. It's the stick with the brush and the fish thing. Well, one of my roommates from Syracuse has one that's like a broom. It looks like a Swiffer. It's like a giant blue rectangle attached to like a pole. And you know, I feel like I've been seeing that more and more around here. I feel like I've seen multiple people with those, and I don't know what the deal is with that. My roommate is like, dude, this thing is the bomb. And I used it one time, and admittedly, it was the bomb. It was really cool. But I don't know if this is like a big thing with people that live in like climates that get these really harsh winters, if this specific scraper is a big deal. But I mean, I grew up in Chicago, and we get some harsh winters out there. Like, there'll be a lot of snow. It'll be really, really cold. And I don't remember hearing anything about these, like, broom things. I'm gonna find the name. Broom. Snow. Scraper. Oh, this is it. Snow Joe. That's what I'm thinking of. Snow Joe. You guys know what the Snow Joe is? My roommate has one of these. And admittedly, it was really, really sick. And by the way, if you look up a picture of a Snow Joe right now, it has the fishtail thing that I was just talking about at the other end. On like the opposite end from the like Swiffer part, there's a fish tail. But I see people with these, and I feel like whenever I'm driving through Burlington and I see people clearing off their cars on the side of the road, like where they're parked, they pull out one of these Snow Joes. So I don't know if I'm just not on the wave, or if, or maybe if, like, it's a newer up-and-coming thing. But I don't know. It gets really good reviews on their website. But shout out to the Snow Joe. I might have to get one of those. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Now I was talking about fish hooks. Yeah, a lot of people, I feel like, sing really high praise for the shows from their childhood. And like I said, the ones that most frequently get talked about, I feel like, are like Regular Show, Adventure Time, SpongeBob. What am I thinking about? There are other shows. There are other shows. But I feel like Fish Hooks, I never hear about. Maybe nobody was on that. Maybe it's like, I feel like, especially in the streaming service era, where you're kind of able to watch anything at any time, more people are revisiting shows from their childhood. And I don't know if this is on any sort of streaming service. It's on Disney Plus. If you have Disney Plus, go and watch Fish Hooks, maybe. I don't know if it's good or not. But, you know, I remember it being all right when I was a kid. So, shout out to that. What else do I have to talk about? Okay, I'm going to play a song, then I'll go into a different story. The song you're going to hear, I pulled from this wooden rack of 7-inch singles that I go into sometimes. That's pretty great, especially for reggae stuff. And the song that I picked out is You've Got Me Waiting by Bounty Killer, Nitty Coochie, and Angel Dulas. I hope you guys enjoy. I haven't heard this one, but I can just tell it's going to be a banger. Bounty Killer is a great reggae artist. I feel like every time I put on one of his tracks, it's a banger. So I'm really excited to hear this one, and I hope you guys enjoy.
On a mouse.
Woman got me dating, got me waiting.
Would have been my darling. Sexy you look, so nice and charming. Rub me this or look up in a Vimeo ceiling. Romance and charm, sexual healing. Well if it's love, I would not do a little stealing. Yeah.
This is yeah. How you're showing. Yeah. In a woman of the meaning. These words are revealing.
Tell me love,
you hurt my feeling.
Anticipating, stood me up. How long I've been waiting about from morning. No, it is evening. She hurt my feelings. My eyes are twinkling. Just like about to make my heart is blinking. Woman is like to make my ship all sinking. Nitty Coochie and Angel Dulas at the sing say, girl,
got me dating. Anticipating, you got me thinking. A girl I want to love.
And cheer up my feeling, but only my darling will get the rewarding. Then drive me car and get the liquor off my savings. Yeah.
This is a sign you're showing. You know all another meaning. These words are revealing. Girl, you hurt my feelings. Girl, I wanna know ya.
We really wanna
show ya. Got me thinking. A girl, I want you now.
Girl, got me dating. Anticipating, stood me up. How long I've been waiting about from morning. Now it is evening, she hurt my feelings. My eyes are twinkling, just like a bunch of my heart.
heart is blinking. Just you, she looks a crisp and so sparkling. Just like a ship, she make my love all sinking. Nitty cutty and the angel do less of this thing. Yeah,
get me dating.
You just heard You've Got Me Waiting by Bounty Killer, Nitty Coochie, and Angel Dulas. That was pretty solid. I really like Bounty Killer's voice. I feel like he really kills it. Pun intended, I guess. That wasn't even like a good pun though, so I actually don't want to take responsibility for that. Wait one sec. But I did like that track. I thought it was really solid. And I hope you guys appreciated it as well. I apologize for not doing my show last week. I don't apologize. I mentioned that I wouldn't be doing it the week prior to that, because I was gone for Thanksgiving. And at the time that I was recording this show, at the time that I would have been doing this show last week, I was on a plane from Denver to Vermont, and I had a good Thanksgiving. I had a really fun time back in Denver with my family. My girlfriend came out with us, or she came out with me, I guess, to see them, and it was overall a really good time. It was the first time she met my sister, and they got along really well, so I'm glad about that. And it was great to see everyone, and great to be out there. But on my flight back, I started getting this really bad headache when we were descending. And I don't know if you guys have had experience with this, but I remember from when I was a kid, this used to happen to me sometimes. But just something about the pressure change just builds up and creates literally the worst headache on the planet. Well, not the worst headache on the planet, but a really bad headache. It feels like somebody's actually like driving a nail into your forehead. Really, 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 really brutal stuff. But, you know, I took some acetaminophen on the plane, and I was feeling a bit better by the time we landed. And then I go back to my house, and my girlfriend's still with me at this time, and we walk into my house, and there's a bunch of glass on the floor, a bunch of broken glass. And I look, and our back door, like the window on the back door, has a giant hole through it. And there's a rock on the ground in the middle of, like, my living room. And a fair amount of stuff had been stolen from my house. So, it turns out what I think happened is somebody threw a rock through the window, unlocked the door, came in, and stole a bunch of stuff. And then left, right? Which is not ideal. Not ideal stuff to be going on. And it kind of came at a bad time. Oh, hold on, give me one sec. Sorry, I kind of just ASMR did a sip for you. But it kind of came at a bad time because, well, I mean, it can never come at a good time, I guess. Like, there's no good time to get broken into. But it came at a bad time because this is the last week of classes here at UVM. And I have a lot of work to do for that. Surprisingly. Well, no, not surprisingly. It's because it's the last week of classes. I said surprisingly as a joke, but then I thought some people might take it serious, so I had to dial it back. But so I had a lot of work to do, and I had a lot of stuff to do in my house, especially because I was my first roommate back. I live with four other guys, and they weren't showing up until a couple days after me, so I had some time. I had some time in there by myself to really sit with it, you know, and spent a lot of time sweeping up glass, and cleaning stuff, because they ransacked everything. Well, they just, like, opened drawers in my room and pulled stuff out, which was kind of chill, I guess. But, you know, one thing that they took that is, well, actually, it's not that weird, but it's just kind of, well, okay, they took two things that are not super valuable or important to them that make my life and my roommate's life just slightly more difficult. One of them, okay, three things. One of the first things that I noticed they took, or actually my girlfriend pointed it out to me that they took these, and I looked, and yeah, they were gone, is they took a fair amount of our knives. Now that by itself is scary. That's a scary thing to happen, right? You don't want people, I mean, I just don't want people walking around with knives, I guess. Like, I don't really want anyone walking around just, like, with knives. And I feel like if you're stealing knives from someone's house, like, I don't know. That gives really bad vibes to me. But with all the knives they took, they stole me and my roommate's only, like, serrated knife. And that was bad because I was cooking steak the next day. And, I was trying to cut up the raw steak, and I didn't have a good serrated knife, and I had to really, like, really brute force it, and so that was pretty unfortunate. That's the first thing that kind of minorly inconvenienced me, aside from the weird feeling associated with having knives stolen from my house. Another thing that they took is they took a drawstring bag from my room. Just the bag, but contained in that bag was all of this, like, loose equipment that I need for my EMT class. There was a lot of, like rolls of bandage, triangle bandages, splints, blood pressure cuff, all, like, kind of all of that business. And they just, like, dumped it all over my room and took the bag that it was in. And it was like a nice green drawstring bag that said UVM IREMS, which is like the Institute for Rural Emergency Medical something or other. And they took the bag, and so I was a bit upset by that, and I didn't have a good bag to bring it all to school in then the following days when I needed that stuff. Like, I mean, obviously I have my backpack with my school stuff in it, but I can't fit all of that stuff alongside my school stuff. So I had to, like, bring an alternative third bag that was just, like, a little awkward to carry because I just wasn't used to it, you know? So that's the second thing. And the third thing is they took a Wi-Fi extender in our upstairs area. And so now the Wi-Fi in my room is bad, which is, like, not that big of a deal, but it just inconveniences me a little bit. And those Wi-Fi extenders themselves it's not a super profitable flip there for them. So those are three of the many things that were taken that minorly inconvenienced me. And also, I made a big mistake this morning. This is totally unrelated now. It wasn't that big of a mistake, but still, I feel like I need to apologize for you guys as listeners, because this impacts you, actually. When I was back in Denver, I got a record that I was really excited to play. I got a 7-inch single of Kissing a Fool by George Michael, which is probably my favorite George Michael song. It's fantastic. And I never seen a 7-inch single of it. And I haven't listened to it yet, the single. And I know it's going to sound so good. And I was really excited to bring it in here and play it on air and, like, listen to it for the first time. And I just totally left it. I also got a reggae, like, party compilation, which is pretty sweet. It's like a full album that's, it's like volume 12 of, like, reggae party mix. And I did play that in my house when I was cooking the steak that I talked about like 5 minutes ago. I was making steak sandwiches and I put this on, and really incredible stuff. And Bounty Killer was on that record, who we just heard like probably 15 minutes ago with his song You've Got Me Waiting. Okay, I'm gonna play another song for you guys. This one I pulled out of that same wooden thing, the wooden record thing that I talked about earlier with the 7-inch singles. And this one I picked because the record is red. Like the vinyl itself that it's printed on is red. And that is cool. And additionally, I couldn't find this song in the like the Spinatron database of songs. So that means that the song hasn't been played very much. And so it's interesting that it's red and hasn't been played super much. So we're going to listen to it. It's called Respect by Bill Blast. We're going to see how it goes. I hope you guys enjoy.
Enough respect you, cause world is but good is remind me of you.
And your grandpa too.
When I reflect on the rundown, we call it the coconut stew.
And your daddy.
The good old potato pudding and some first class dukunu. I said take care of your granny, too. Take care of mine too. Cause one of the greatest talk is when granny say,
God bless you.
Now listen to my keeling old generation. It's the old people set the pace and the foundation. So when you drive on the road, nobody splash up my loo. My drop beg your dollar, nobody pass and screw. A piece of fish you want buy to drop in a callaloo. And remember, one day you're gonna grow old too. Now children, children, may I remind you again. Never gonna stop take pass old people and a peek to them.
And your daddy,
tell them how they visit now and then. Like how they miss Matty, how they miss Gwen. Morning, Mass Charlie, hope to see you again. Cause life can be funny, remember children. Sometimes it's the same old woman you meet round the bend. So all them I say, and all them I do, one of the greatest talk is when granny say,
God bless you.
No new broom sweep clean, but old broom no corner. And his granny teach you how to peel the green banana. And long time ago, before we buy a blender, she used to cut off our finger upon a whole grater. A long time ago before we get new strainer, she used to tear a piece of cloth and ring cassava.
Respect your grandma.
So respect all the lolly people,
and
enough respect you
too.
And old is but good is, remind me of you. Take care of your granny, take care of mine too. Cause one of the greatest talk is when granny say,
God bless you.
No children, children, I remind you again. May I beg you stop step past what people and a peek to them. Tell them how they visit now and then. Like how they miss Matty, how they miss Gwen. They panicking, yes, but me no see you again.
Daddy,
because all them I say, and all them I do, one of the greatest talk is when granny say,
God bless you.
Holy cow, dude. You are currently tuned into 90.1 WREV FM, and how about that? That song was awesome. That was one of the best songs I think I've ever played on the show. The dude, Bill Blast, what a great voice. And the background singers were really killing it. I love the message of the song, you know, just respect your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your grandpa too. Like, come on. That's beautiful. That's really some great stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed that one as much as I enjoyed it. I am going to play one more song and then probably wrap up this show a bit early. I've got some business to attend to back in the lab. But this next one is one that I could not find anywhere on the onlines. One that I have no idea how this is going to be, but, oh my goodness. I just realized why I couldn't find it. When I was putting it in, I was reading the name of the song is the name of the artist. Okay, I still can't find the song, but I can find the artist. The artist is a real person. Their name is Hawkeye, and the name of the song is Henkel Mum. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it'll be cool. Okay. Now we are clear to play this song. Sorry, I'm like putting it on the record player right now because I had to pull it off to change the name of it. But here we go. Here we go, everyone. You're about to hear Hawkeye and their song, Henkel Mum. I hope you guys enjoy.
Boom, boom, and a review home like yeah, we go zoom. Or have you like basketball, we go boom, 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 tenkel boom. Nobody can call you skittle boom. No man a review home like yeah, we go zoom. Or have you like basketball, we go boom, 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 tenkel boom. Nobody can call you skittle boom. No man a review home like yeah, we go zoom. Or have you like basketball, we go boom.
You just heard Henkel Moom by Hawkeye. That one was pretty solid. I liked the chorus where he went, Henkel Moom. I thought that part was pretty cool. All right, that's going to be it for my show today. I hope you guys enjoyed. You have been listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington, the radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative. I am DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show. Wild Goose Chase occurs on Fridays between 11 a.m. and noon. I will be back next week, but at the same time, Friday, 11 a.m. noon, but that will be the last show of the semester, so, excited for that. Well, not excited for that. I really like doing this, but I will be back next semester. I don't know at exactly what time yet, so stay tuned, follow the WRUV Instagram if you're curious. My show will likely have the same name. And my DJ name will remain the same. So if you wind up seeing me on the schedule and you want to tune in, please do. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. If you are a UVM student, have a good time with finals. Kill it. You've got it. I will talk to you guys later.
Smiling, winking, got no idea what you're thinking. Shake your hands, I got no idea what these hands can do.